The Ho-Chunk tribe's decision to shut down the new games at its casino won praise from the U.S. Attorney's Office as a step in the right direction. But U.S. Attorney J.B. Van Hollen says it's still not clear the games are illegal. He says his office won't take steps to shut down the games at other tribal casinos until it's clear the state Supreme Court really has the final word on the matter.
There is some legal uncertainty out there as to whether the state Supreme Court has the ability to rule on the legality of the compacts or whether those have to be ruled on in federal court. If you haven't been able to prove somebody stole something, as an analogy, you really don't want to prosecute them for theft.
Van Hollen says his office is waiting for the outcome of negotiations between the tribes and the governor. Until then, his office views the current compacts as legally binding, and that, he says, means tribes should pay the state the $100 million the compacts call for by June 30th.
Despite what the Supreme Court says, we have federal compacts that you have to follow one way or the other. You can't have gaming without paying on them, and if you don't pay on them, you can't have the gaming, and that's where we're going to get involved in enforcing.
So far, only the Oneida tribe has signaled it will make a required $20 million payment by the end of the month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.